Let's talk about a war with Mexico. What am I talking about? First of all, the Mexican government is getting a little pissy, if you will. They have been feeling their oats for the last few years. Kind of saucy. Kind of feeling like they got it going on. Like we're your biggest trade partner. You can't push us around. You can't be asking us to do all these things. Well, by God, yes, we can. So first of all, do know this. The news never stops about the impact of illegal aliens making themselves known in our borders. Case in point, I'll start with this one, and I'm asking you, don't let yourself get numb to this, all right? That's a key point. Don't let yourself get numb to this kind of a story. I pulled this one off Fox News Dateline yesterday. A very beloved pastor in Detroit was out for a jog this past week. And he has just succumbed to the injuries he sustained when he was hit by an illegal alien. He's 72 years old. By the way, 72 years old, he's out for a jog. I hope I'm doing that at 72 years old. But at 72 years old, he's out for a jog. He was wearing a reflective vest. He was in a crosswalk, and he was hit by a man who ran through a red light. The man was not here legally in the country. And November 8th, 2024, he was declared brain dead, taken off life support. He survived for 5 days. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office, which is part of the Detroit area, confirmed in a press release that a 28-year-old Colombian national driving a 2013 Ford Focus is the one that hit the 72-year-old man while he was crossing Rochester Road in a suburb of Detroit. U.S. Customs and Border Protection confirmed the driver entered the U.S. illegally and was released pending a future hearing. He had a valid driver's license, which is a valid form of ID in Michigan. Let all that sink in. And by the way, think of it this way. It's not just that it happened. It's that it happened on the far other end of the United States from where the guy illegally crossed the border. Think about that. He crossed on the southern border. He was detained. He was processed, and he was released, and he killed a man in Detroit, thousands of miles away. He had a foreign driver's license, which, it points out, is considered valid forms of ID in Michigan. Why? Why? If you're here illegally, why are you accepting what they bring with them illegally as their ID? Why is it okay for him to drive around and break the laws and kill a man who is much loved by his community? Why? And we should not get numb to this. But that just happened in the last few days. Now, having said all that, I wanted to set that stage because I wanted to put a firm tone on top of what we're talking about. Because the southern border, I think it's almost, I said it a minute ago, don't get numb to it. I think it's almost gotten to the point that there is so much news surrounding illegal immigrants that it's like you can get lost in it. People are so used to it now. It's like this happens on a regular basis and people are like, it's another story. I'll go on, it's the southern border again. Yeah, it's the southern border again. It's every freaking day with the southern border. Every freaking day under the Biden administration, we have been inundated with people coming across the border. But Phil, some of them are good people. I don't care. The reality is, if they came here illegally, they immediately became a resource drain on our systems. I love immigration. I have naturalized citizens in my family. Naturalized citizens in my family who I love dearly. And you know what? They came here the right way. And they went through all the processes. And they embraced being a citizen. And they've assimilated into the culture. And they didn't come in and create a subculture trying to hide from the law, looking for who's going to give them something, and then stretch the resources of the nation that they scurried into. And the latest reports right now are just mind-numbing. I don't know if you've been seeing it or not. You're probably not seeing it on anything except for Fox. But the latest videos coming off the southern border are showing as young as 2 years old walking across by themselves. By themselves. My youngest grandchild is 2 years old. she's just being potty trained. I cannot even imagine little Biddy just coming in by herself. She's dos años, estidos llenados. That's all she knows. She's 2 years old. She's going to the United States.
And she had a phone number and
had a note pinned to her chest or something with a phone number and a name on it. Who does that? Rational people in any culture do not send a two-year-old on a journey by themselves. Are there good people that came across the border? Probably. Are there some just looking for a better life? I'm sure there are. Are there some who are looking to take advantage of our system? A lot. Are there people who came here with criminal records and did more crimes than they got here? Yep. Should we have to put up with all of it? Nope. We shouldn't. So Trump has now vowed to put tariffs on Mexico. Story when we get back from that break. So here comes a potential trade war with Mexico. Will we feel it if that really happens? Yes, we will. Are we already feeling it? Yes, we are. Maybe it's time for Mexico to feel it back. Let's take a break right now, JP. I'll come back when I tell you I've got a story or three on this. I do. Trump is pledging tariffs on Canada, and Mexico, and China. Go figure. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll cover it all. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Pulling pins on truth grenades in here. So, Trump has now come out and said, I'm in number one of the triple dipper, war with Mexico. At the very least, we've got what I would call cross-border incursions coming in from their side. And I'm going to be real clear when I say that I am not looking for a force-on-force fight. I don't think we'll ever get to that. I don't think it's going to be a true war with Mexico. But I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that the Mexican government starts looking around and wondering why drug labs are blowing up. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that the cartels don't suddenly have, mysterious men in balaclavas carrying automatic weapons showing up at their back door and let the... the other governmental associations, the acronym agencies, and or SEAL Team 6 to just, get a practice run. All that to say, there's going to be some drastic action, I think, taken. I don't think we can sustain what we've been enduring for the past 4 years without having drastic action. And one of the drastic actions is, and keep in mind, let me back up. Keep in mind, dime. I've said it before, but dime. Diplomacy, information or intelligence, that's the I, military and economics, DIME. That's the full force of a nation can be brought to bear using that acronym, DIME. So if you've got the ability to have diplomatic efforts coupled with intelligence that gives you reason to believe you've got certain things you can go with and use as leverage, the military is always an ace in the hole, and then economic pressure. If you can combine all of the above, you tend to wind up having more leverage. Biden has taken pieces of that. Biden's been working with D sometimes, M sometimes, E sometimes. You don't do it that way. You want to bring the full force of dime to effect all at once. Well, part of that right now is Trump is telling them, you will face a brand new day. Our border will be secure. He has threatened to use the military if he has to. I don't think he's going to truly have to, but he may have to augment with some National Guard. I don't know. But right now what we're looking at is on the E side of dime, Trump is vowing an additional 10% tariff on China, 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. You know why? Because of fentanyl and human trafficking and cross-border incursions. Trump's telling China, you're looking at 10%. If the source of fentanyl being China does not slow down, you're looking at 10% tariffs on everything you send. 25% on everything from Mexico and Canada. Mexico and Canada are our two biggest trade partners. But I do believe they need us more than we need them. Does not mean it won't hurt our economy. Right now, already, you've got the market starting to react. There are market reactions to the idea of anything occurring, so they're going to spike no matter what. But Mexico being the largest trade partner of the U.S., followed by Canada and then China, on Tuesday, Mexican president... By the way, do you know the Mexican president, now female, is named Claudia Sheinbaum? Why does it feel like a New York Jewish grandmother just became president of Mexico?
That does not sound like a, the name seems off.
Claudia Sheinbaum.
Sounds like German does not sound Mexican.
I wait for her to grab the microphone and go, oy vey. Oy vey, it gives me such a pain, you should know. You must sugar. Now get over. Eat your gefilte bread. Stop with your schvetting. No more of your schvetting with me. Stop it. Claudia Sheinbaum.
This is right.
That's funny. Oy vey. Okay. Tuesday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. You're going to use that as a video now, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Claudia Sheinbaum signaled that her country was prepared to respond to any new tariffs from the Trump administration with retaliatory tariffs of its own. That's called a trade war. All right? Tariff for tariff. Restrictions for restrictions. Burdens for burdens. Trade wars. Blockades. Yes, I see it. I don't think it's going to get to that. I think that very quickly they will realize that the upper hand comes from the U.S. But it does not mean we won't have some pain in the meantime. However, I will say this. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apparently already spoken to Trump right after that was announced. Trudeau's response? It was a good call. He said, this is a relationship that we know takes a certain amount of working on, and that's what we'll do. Thank you, Justin.
I find it funny that Mexico wants, like, they don't have the moral high ground to do. I mean, obviously, they're going to put tariffs back, but it's like, you know, we're trying to stop your cartels from, you know, sending in all this fentanyl. And it's, I just don't get where they find that they're in a position they can do it back rightfully.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
That's not just you. That's like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump did say it on Truth Social. He declared on January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. Markets reacted swiftly. The U.S. dollar climbed against the Mexican peso and the Canadian dollar, but U.S. stock futures dipped. Economists predict that tariff hikes could stoke inflation and disrupt supply chains. I'm sure that's true. Guess what? People are dying right now because of all this. When we get back, I'm going to tell you what's happening with the mayor of Denver. And oh, by the way, what did Tom Homan say? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. Although we are debating how we can rename it like the Rib Tuesday or something. I don't know. We're going to Right Side Rib Day.
Right Side Rib Day. I think that's got a good ring to it.
Bring it on. Give me a rack of ribs. Let me go to the phones real quick because he held on during the break and I want to honor his time. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Other than the theoretical hangover over the Army Notre Dame game, but otherwise doing well.
Theoretical hangover. I understand.
Right. So, but beyond that, I'm just sitting there apprehensive of certain tariffs because if we're going to do that to Mexico again on that, if we start sending everybody back that crossed their border into the U.S. and they didn't first stop them, are they going to charge us a tariff on everyone we send back?
That's going to be
good, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving, Brian. Wow. Charge tariffs on who we send back. I don't know. I think that's called a free export. I think either that or we find a way to charge them. By the way, I'm going to be serious when I say this. Here's how we put the pinch on them. Do you know what one of the largest, I'm asking you, JP, do you know what one of the largest sources of governmental revenue is for the nation of Mexico?
Is it food related?
No.
Wow.
It is
money
wired home from the United States.
Huh.
People who come here and work and then wire money home for their families to live on.
Yeah.
Is I want to say it's like the fourth largest source of revenue to the entire country.
That's crazy.
We need to look it up and verify, but I did a thing on this some months ago. But if you found a way to shut that down and or tax it or make it more difficult to send money back to the countries people are crossing over from, I guarantee you there would be a public uprising. Just saying.
Yeah, likely so. And, I mean, also, not even tariff-wise, but militarily, which I don't know if you're going to go into that at all, but going after the cartels militarily is something also that I think will be in the mix for this new administration.
Yeah, I said that a little while ago about I'm not going to be a bit surprised to see that just very quietly and without much fanfare, suddenly drug labs start blowing up in the jungle.
Yep.
You're just going to, in tunnels start being destroyed. And next thing you know, drones are being shot down. And then, oh, by the way, maybe drones are crossing over the other way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I am not going to be a bit surprised to find out that a building suddenly collapses in downtown Mexico City with a targeted strike from a, you know, I've seen buildings in Baghdad that were leveled in the Shock and Awe campaign, and leveling that one did not touch the one next to it. We are that precise with our precision munitions.
Wait, you mean that the Trump administration is not going to have the Border Patrol have to call Homeland Security and get approval before shooting down a drone? You mean that's probably going to stop?
I have a feeling it's going to be a whole new day.
Wow. That just seemed logical to me.
And by the way, I am fully aware when I say that kind of thing, I do understand the ramifications of armed conflict in a friendly allied nation, because technically they're an ally next door. They are also doing everything they can to ignore our needs and to allow us to hurt. That being said, what's going to happen? Here's what I imagine. Let's go ahead and I tell you what. I'm taking it aside. I set down my notes. Here's the way I imagine this happening. I fully expect that you're going to wind up seeing Customs and Border Patrol being given a great deal of new authority and lifting of the rules of engagement. Not deadly. I'm just saying that they're going to be allowed to shoot down drones. They're going to be allowed to cave in tunnels. They're going to be allowed to interdict. They're going to be allowed to turn back. And then you're going to see remain in Mexico. And then you're going to see a wall. All those things are going to happen, and they're going to be visible, and they're going to be on this side of the border. But then I also believe this. I think in terms of dime again, I think one of the diplomatic pieces is going to be that the U.S. State Department declares that the cartels, the drug cartels, are considered enemies of the state and are foreign terrorist organizations. That immediately changes the dynamic. What that does for us in a legal framework is allows us to seize their assets. It allows us to freeze bank accounts and to put restrictions on foreign trade. Like, for instance, if there's a bank that is banking with the cartels and holding their funds and does not freeze them, then that bank faces sanctions from the U.S. government, and they don't want that. So this is the way we started shutting down Al-Qaeda's framework around the world. This is the way we began shutting down things like the Chechen rebels and others that were doing things that were so incredibly heinous. This is how we began shutting down ISIS. You shut off their cash flow, they can't buy weapons, they can't put beans and bullets in front of their fighters, and it changes the whole dynamic. Then, when you've got a hostile force who continues to act badly, and they've been named as a sponsor of terror, they're also fair game. And a targeted strike, an interdiction, bringing somebody to justice. Think about what we did with Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega. I'm not saying we're going to do an armed incursion and launch the Ranger Regiment and the 82nd Airborne down to Mexico. I'm not. But I'm saying it would not be a bit surprising to me to someday see the head of one of the major cartels showing up in a courtroom in New York City because he was snatched one day from his drug lord mansion by Delta or SEAL Team 6. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Because once you change their status, and Biden has not been wanting to do this, once you change their status within the overall dime framework, the cartel suddenly become an enemy, and you're allowed to do certain things, legally speaking, but the proclamation has to be there to give the executive branch the authority to then use the military to do those things and to use the State Department to do those things and then to use the Departments of Commerce and all the others to do these things. So, yes, there is a means and a mechanism. And yes, I do think it's going to happen. I think it has to happen. I think the cartels have been operating with impunity. But we are also, by the way, there is also precedent for this. Just go look up Pablo Escobar. I am proud to say that I am personally acquainted with retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He's been on the show before. He is one of my heroes. But Jerry Boykin is one of the founders of Delta Force. Retired as a 3-star general. Read his book. It's an amazing story of his life as a really godly man who, by the way, was a war fighter. That man's a warrior. He has been in, I can't tell you how many conflicts. One of his claims to fame, if you will, in the special operations community is he led the hunt for Pablo Escobar in what, Colombia, I believe? We went down there and hunted down Pablo Escobar. There's no reason why anyone should ever believe that that kind of thing wouldn't happen again.
by the way, simply just announcing that maybe those forces will be going after the cartels will cause a lot of cartel members to conveniently become restaurant owners and out of the cartel after that. You know, just simply that announcement may cause some terror and people to stop what they're doing.
It's amazing what happens. And I've got stories in my stack here that this may be a one dipper day the way we're going. But the way things are going right now, we're already looking at like Springfield, Ohio, with all the Haitian migrants. They're suddenly dispelling. They're starting to move out because they realize that they've massed themselves in one place that makes themselves a target for deportation. What happens is they're beginning to self-deport also.
Exactly. Like that. And that right there, you can't tell me just from that alone that the Biden administration hasn't been worse on the border. Like, you know, the Democrats like to claim that it was factors outside of Biden's control. The fact that they are already deporting themselves because Biden's about to dip out, I think that tells you all you need to know right there.
Well, Biden's about to dip out and Trump's about to dip in.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they are. If this was Harris taking office, they'd be laughing.
They would be telling all their family members to come too.
Yeah, it's great over here. They give you a free phone. You get a debit card. It's all good. You get a foreigner's driver's license. It's cool.
These Americans are crazy. What are they doing?
I don't know. They let you live in a hotel. They pay for everything. There is a story, though. I will say this. Claudia Sheinbaum, new president of Mexico. Still trying to get over Claudia Sheinbaum. Oy vey. Still doing that. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is signaling, though, that significant policy changes are on the table. What's that mean? Well, she got a cordial call with President Trump. It was cordial. But apparently, we understand that he immediately brought up the border. And there's a belief that somewhere in there, he made it known that the border policies better change, because one of the things that may happen is that, the intel we have on the cartels being embedded with Mexican government, it may just become common knowledge, like public knowledge. Woo-hoo! Okay. Now, some of these chuckleheads that are still, you know, like they can't read the room, like these elected officials that believe that nothing's changed. It doesn't matter that we lost the election and everything went completely in a different direction. Doesn't matter at all. For instance, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson. What the heck? So I've seen Governor Pritzker of Illinois. I've seen the governor of Massachusetts. I've seen the governor of Arizona all say they intend to resist the efforts of the Trump administration to deport people. Now you've got Denver Mayor Mike Johnson saying he's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to go to jail to resist. Well, your terms are acceptable, sir. That's pretty much the response. In fact, Senator Rand Paul, he did a Face the Nation interview, and he said that he supports Trump's effort to deport murderers and rapists. He says, I'm 100% supportive of this. Go after those 15,000 murderers and 13,000 sexual assault perpetrators and rapists. Let's send them on their way. He said, but we've had a longstanding distrust of putting the army in our streets. We need to do it through normal domestic policing, if at all possible. And I agree with that. But then he said, the mayor of Denver, he said, that claim is a form of insurrection of his own. Because the mayor of Denver is saying that he would mobilize his police officers to obstruct federal authorities. I'm going to bet there's some of his police officers that would say, I decline to follow that order.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Mm-hmm. But then Rand Paul says, I suspect that he would be removed from office. I don't know whether there'd be criminal prosecution, but he will lose. He said, people need to realize that what he is offering is a form of insurrection where the states resist the federal government. And this is not the heavy-handedness of D.C. coming in. This is Washington, D.C. trying to fix what states are breaking and that is causing people to lose their livelihoods. All right, when we get back from this break, I'm going to play you a clip from Tom Homan himself. That guy, I'm telling you right now, he's down at the border right now feeding troops. He's up on the screen feeding troops down at the southern border. Love that. Giving them a Thanksgiving meal. Listen, this is what we need. We need a Tom Homan. I mean, the old man's coming in like daggum tombstone, walking to OK Corral. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right. So I'm going to finish this up sort of. Keep in mind, there's another dipper coming that you're going to want to hear. Did you know that Mexico is actually seizing American assets in Mexico? Yes, they are. And I'll tell you all about that. It's an Alabama company. That being said, let me jump back on the war with Mexico, the securing of our border. What do we have to do? What's it going to take for sanctuary cities to quit inviting people across our border? So I got a clip here from JP. I'm going to call for audio one. This is the Tom Homan clip. This is an interview that Tom Homan did on Fox News with, I believe, Brian Kilmeade. And I'm going to start it about partway through. It's a little longer than I would normally play. It's going to be like about a minute and 45 seconds. But it's, you know, it's one of those where it's so rich you can't just turn it off in the midstream. So go ahead and hit it.
So today you're going to be at the board with Governor Abbott. What's the objective?
Well, we're not waiting to January 20th. We're already planning what we're going to do to lock down the state of Texas. Governor Abbott's done a great job so far. Look, illegal crossings in Texas is down over 80% because of great work by Governor Abbott. And he's been successful because he has taken the Trump policies and put them to work. He's put border barriers and walls up. Walls work. President Trump proved that. He has consequences. He's arresting people and charging them that cross the border. Consequences work. So and everybody he arrests, every illegal alien the troopers arrest is one less gotaway. So at least they know they're being fingerprinted and they're not a national security threat. Every ounce of fentanyl his troopers seize is less of overdose deaths in this country. So we're going to build upon his success. I guarantee you the Trump administration isn't going to constantly sue him for trying to secure the border.
Exactly.
We're going to partner up and help him do 100% security on his border, and we're going to do that across the southwest border.
They are building a wall in Texas. They bought the land, and they're building a wall. Is this wall going to be up to your standard? Is that what these states have to do?
Well, look, if you want to secure the border, you got to put up border barriers. We have proven border barriers work. You also got to end catch and release. We got to put the Remain in Mexico program back in. You got the third safe country agreements. Congress needs to change the asylum laws, but I'm not counting that to happen. So President Trump's going to have to come in with executive orders like he did the first time. President Trump was a game changer with Remain in Mexico. He had the lowest illegal immigration over 45 years, illegal immigration down 90%. And Brian, the example of this two-year-old, when 90% less people are coming, how many children aren't dying crossing that border? How many children and women ain't sexually assaulted?
Yeah.
So look, President Trump's policies work. We're going to do it again. This time we're going to finish the job.
All right, stop there. I love the opening of that. We're not waiting till January 20th. He's not. You know, he's down there today. That interview was, I think, yesterday. And he is down there today with Governor Abbott serving Thanksgiving dinner. Do what?
It was this morning, I was going to say. That interview was this morning.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that shows you how timely my resourcing of the show is. But he's down there right now. He's not even in office yet. And he's down there right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is exactly what's been needed. Homan is not playing. And he also said, by the way, that they will consider that if they want to be sanctuary states, if Arizona doesn't want to contribute to the effort, and I don't mean like they have to pay the billions that Texas has paid out of its own pocket, so to speak, but Arizona needs to start cooperating. Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs is talking about being a sanctuary state in spite of everything that her people just voted for. In spite of all the damage she can see, she's still pretending that being a sanctuary state is cool. And all that's going to come to a grinding halt, or we're going to see literally some officials facing actual punitive. If you think it's been lawfare against Trump, how about this? Maybe those who violate the law in their own office may wind up having to face repercussions from, you know, their own actions. All right, that being said, war with Mexico, trade war, that's already being threatened back and forth. Border incursions, that's already there. And there was a day, like I said in my monologue earlier, where we didn't take this thing lightly. We mounted up, went to the border, and did what had to be done to stop cross-border incursions 100 years ago. And right now we have sanctuary states, and we have Mexico threatening us with tariffs for daring to tell them to do their job. I got news. There's more of this discussion. Mexico is seizing American assets, and I'll tell you all about it when we get right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.